friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Think Again with L. Nathan Hare, sponsored by the Community Action Organization of Erie County. If you would like to participate on today's program, call now, 803-1520. That's 803-1520.
All right, here we go. Think Again. Think Again. Welcome to our topic discussion program, sponsored by the Community Action Organization of Western New York, still fighting the war on poverty, now in our 55th year. Each week, we talk to you about issues, events, and trends affecting you right here and right now in Buffalo and the Western New York community, and in fact, connecting to communities all across the country. I'm your host, L. Nathan Hare, President CEO of the Community Action Organization. Make us a part of your Saturday every Saturday at ESPN 1520 AM on your dial from 11 o'clock to 12 noon each week. Now, today's program is live, so you can call in and join our discussion. Hope that you will. Our number here again is 803-1520. That's 803-1520. I want to read something to you. And again, I thank all of you for all of your well wishes for my recovery. I'm completely recovered. I got a report back from my doctor that had that green banner on it that said that I was clear of COVID-19 or I was negative, whatever they call it for COVID-19. And everything except my right knee has come back. My right knee is still talking to me about whether or not it wants to come back. Right? Other than that, I'm doing okay. But I wanted to get into this a little bit in terms of the impeachment. But I just want to give you some context on that. I want to read to you from the 14th Amendment. This is the charge, the 14th Amendment. And it's Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. If you type this into your search engine, 14th Amendment of the Constitution, comma, Section 3, this is what will come up. It says, no person shall be a senator or a representative in Congress or an elector of a president and vice president. In other words, an elector to the Electoral College as a result of the general election, November 3rd of 2020. Nor can a person hold any office, either civil or military, under the United States or under any state, who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state, have previously taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, no person shall be able to be a senator or a representative in Congress or an elector or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or any state, if that person shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States and its Constitution, or given aid or comfort to the enemies of the United States or its Constitution. The Congress may, by a vote of 2/3 of each House, the House of the Senate and the House of Representatives, to remove that disability. In other words, a person could be restored to the ability to hold a state or a federal office by a 2/3 vote of both the Senate and the House of Representatives. I give this to you not only to help us understand the charge that is being made against Donald Trump. I need for you to understand that any congressperson or any other person who has taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature has taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, if you have done that and you engage in or you aid or abet or give comfort to enemies or insurrectionists of the United States or its Constitution, you cannot hold any of the offices that I just described. So I need for us to understand this applies to congresspeople. It applies to senators. It applies to members of the House of Representatives. It applies to judges. Anybody who holds one of those offices, who engages in the conduct, if you're charged and convicted of engaging in this conduct, you cannot be an office holder. Deliberate information is no different than an outright lie. When Donald Trump stated in October of 2016 that the election is absolutely being rigged by the dishonest and distorted media pushing crooked Hillary, but also at many polling places, without providing any evidence for the claim, these were outright lies. Historians in 2016 said Trump's sustained efforts to call the process into question has no close parallel in past elections. And some of those historians said they were increasingly worried that Donald Trump's claims could leave many of his supporters unwilling to accept the election results, potentially triggering violence and dangerously undermining faith in American democracy. This is in an article written by Zachary Roth. It was written in, actually, it was a report in on NBC News on October 17th of 2016. Prescient. If we fast forward to the November election, November 3rd, Trump had claimed throughout the election season that the only way he could lose is if there were massive voter fraud. The very prediction of violent response to Trump's false claims came about on January 6th when Trump egged on his followers to go to the Capitol and fight for their country and take back an election he repeatedly claimed was stolen from them. Railing this egregious assault on our democracy, he urged his followers to show strength and take back our country by marching over to the Capitol and demanding that Congress do the right thing. Those are quotes from Donald Trump. And he also, yeah, don't forget that part. You know, Donald Trump told them when he charged him to go to the Capitol, he says, and I'll be there with you. I'm going with you. And he was lying through his teeth. He immediately went, you know, hopped in the car, went back to the White House and went and I guess had McDonald's sandwiches or something while he was watching the stuff on TV. That's in an article written in Reason magazine on January 8th. The result was not hard to predict as thousands of aggrieved and frustrated fans riled up by the president streamed toward the Capitol on a mission. You as will the Congress have to decide if Donald Trump's conduct arises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, not whether it meets the statutory definition of a federal felony. Those are two different things. Whether or not Donald Trump is sufficiently evidenced as having committed felony insurrection or sedition in the United States, that's for a criminal court to decide. That's not what Congress is deciding. Congress's job is to decide whether or not Donald Trump's conduct in common, his words and his actions, do those things rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors in terms of their undermining the governance of the United States of America? Donald Trump, in an article written by Damon Root, and I'll get to callers in just one quick minute. Donald Trump Damon Root, in an article written in Reason magazine, Trump never bothered to hide his contempt for the Constitution, summarized some of the things that Donald Trump did or has done that showed you his attitude towards the Constitution. He openly trashed the principles and safeguards contained in the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and the 14th Amendment, plus the doctrine of enumerated powers and the constitutional separation of powers. To that sorry list, we can now add Trump's attacks on the Electors Clause and the peaceful transfer of constitutional power after a president presidential election. Trump's unfitness for office transcends political ideology, his tenuous mental state, divisiveness, total lack of qualifications for the job, his personal corruption, his constant and obvious lies, and his vulgar, obnoxious personality make him the most horribly unqualified person for the presidency in history. I haven't talked here about Trump's mismanagement of the economy, his short-sighted approach to the corona pandemic, his being the only president in history who actually lost jobs over his first four-year term, his nine-figure deficits before the pandemic, his placing Iran back on the path of producing a nuclear weapon, his failure to bring North Korea out from becoming a nuclear power, the 8 million additional people that have fallen into poverty since November 3rd, the 12 million people who have become permanently unemployed under his policy decisions, the fact that our nation's air has become dirtier since he became president with no offsetting benefit in jobs and income growth, despite his promises, and the wealthiest 1% of us have seen a $637 billion increase in their incomes since the pandemic. In about four months' time, there may have been irrevocable changes made to our economy, job market, and wealth inequality. In its reaction to the virus outbreak, the Trump administration, whether intended or not, set up winners and losers. Certain online giants like Google, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Zoom, Facebook, and Netflix were able to conduct business as usual, whereas others labeled non-essential were forced to shut down. The fallout includes 51 million Americans filing for unemployment benefits, almost a million filing as of Friday last week. Marquee corporations such as JCPenney, Hertz, Neiman Marcus, Pier One, Brooks Brothers, and J. Crew filing for bankruptcy protection. This is what we have gotten under this president. Let me grab our first call. Will be John in Lockport. John, how are you doing out there?
Hi, Nathan. Trump's a coward. He said he was going to go to the Capitol building with him, and he never showed up,
yep.
Of course. But, there was a good... Trump has done nothing for the middle class. And I think, just watching Morning Joe, they had a guy on there who wrote a book called Evil Geniuses and explained how in the 80s, of course, under Reagan, how they kind of took over the Republican Party, the millionaires and billionaires, and were able to convince followers of the Republican Party to vote against their own self-interests. And everything that Trump campaigned on was a lie, really, to the people that followed him, and they'll follow him to the end. It's mind-boggling why they even think he's done anything at all for them. The thing that I was going to call about, though, was we have to somehow rehab the news media, the press. It is the fourth estate. It is very important that we get truth out there, because what Trump based everything on was a bunch of lies. Everything was a lie. Everything out of his mouth was a lie. And he was reinforced by parts of the press, if you want to call them the press, the Fox News, the hate radio, Hannity, Limbaugh, QAnon, social media. We need to have laws passed where you can't just say anything and stir people up, and where people think that you're telling them the truth. In most cases, they're not. So I think there's got to be something done there to bring the news has to, the press has to be reinvigorated, and we've got to stop these the propaganda that these other people are putting out.
I think that's something that we have to really search out. John, I want to grab another caller and let them kind of feed on what you just said. Thanks, man. I'll talk to you next week. Let's grab Tony and Clarence real quick. Tony, how are you doing out there?
Yes, I'm scared to death as to what's going to happen in the next 4 days,
yeah.
5 days. I'm scared to death. First of all, I've always contended with you that words matter.
Mm-hmm.
Words are very important. How you use them makes a big difference.
I think that's John's point. Yep.
Yeah, right. Well, here's the point. This so-called, I think it's an internet thing called Parler,
mm-hmm.
that has been shut down.
Yep.
Do you realize that on Parler they were teaching people how to make bombs and make change guns around to be more effective? And how many shots they can fire off?
And they wanted to put that under free speech.
Right, exactly. Well, that's where the point is with John. John, you can't stifle the press by telling them they have to tell the truth. You can't do it. It's not going to happen. The First Amendment and the Supreme Court have already ruled that as long as it's not inciting a riot or the public, it's
well. There is one way to also look at that, though, because Parler is put on. I don't know if it's Google or Amazon, somebody's platform.
It was Amazon.
Amazon. Amazon is a private company itself. It has its own proprietary right to decide what it wants to put on its site in terms of what it wants to allow be published on its site, because it's a private corporation. Your right to free speech is a person right. It's not a corporation right. So you can't have a company buy services from you and then tell.
Excuse me. Corporations are people.
I know. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that.
People.
But that's not true as it relates to free speech. That's not true.
That's what the court ruled. Supreme Court ruled that.
I know. They were talking about trying to keep your money, though, when they were talking about that.
Yeah. Well, let me continue because I know you're going to be short on time here.
Yep.
Mr. Azar, H&H Super, one of our cabinet officers, about the vaccine production. Remember, they promised that 20 million...
By the end of December, right.
By the end of December.
Yep.
3.4 million were triggered.
Yep.
What country's doing the best job of getting the supplies? It's Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Pfizer has sent to Canada 10 million vials. 10 million vials.
And there's less than 30 million people that live in Canada.
Yeah, I know. But the point is all they're doing is taking a survey of the people that are getting the shots in
mm-hmm.
their background.
Right.
Now, let me talk about a template that you and I both know about. Remember, in the Michigan State House, the white supremacists came in with what? AR-47s and all
right.
kinds of weapons.
Yep.
Remember
yep,
that?
Exactly.
Well, that was now the FBI has said that this was a dress rehearsal for what happened in Washington,
mm-hmm.
and that there were going to be 200 armed men going to that place in Michigan, and then the kidnapping and assassination of the Governor Whitmore.
Right.
Well, get this: we don't take COVID very seriously in this country. Today in Canada, the large department stores are going to have 50 inspectors going into those stores, and people who don't put on the mask and
mm-hmm.
those things, they can be fined. The store could be shut down or fined $100,000. There's another one for you. Trump's relationship with China is causing trouble with automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the parts like chips.
Okay, Tony, hold on. We're good. Tony, we got to stay on the line. We got to take a quick technical break. So just stay on the line. We'll get right back to you. You want to take that? Yeah, we're going to take our commercial break. Then we're going to pick Tony back up. So if y'all stick with us, okay, you're talking about his phone. Okay, if y'all stick with us. We will see you inside of the break here at Think Again. Think Again.
Would you like to increase your home's value? Do you want to lower your energy bills? Are you in need of affordable financing for your next home improvement project? The CAO Home Improvement Resource Program can help. Just come to one of their monthly HIRP orientation sessions every first and third Wednesday of the month at two convenient locations. HIRP staff will help identify the resources you need to get finance, and they'll even help you with completing your application. Now, you won't know what you qualify for until you call 332-3773. That's 332-3773. Learn about all the home improvement programs you may be eligible for and ask about the affordable financing program that can help turn your house into your dream home. Call 332-3773 for more info. It's the Home Improvement Resource Program, restoring value to neighborhoods across Erie County, one house at a time. Brought to you by the Community Action Organization of Erie County.
Wendy's Baconator is the ultimate bacon cheeseburger that puts all other cheeseburgers to cheeseburger shame. And now we're bringing that same big bacon energy to shake up and wake up your breakfast with the Breakfast Baconator. Stacked with the fresh cracked egg, sausage, cheese, and bacon. And right now, you can get a free Breakfast Baconator with purchase in the Wendy's app. So get to Wendy's and always be baconating. We got you.
Offer available at participating U.S. Wendy's for a limited time during breakfast hours only. Offer must be redeemed via the app. Account registration required.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, and our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All day, every day. This is Buffalo's home for ESPN Radio. 50,000 watt ESPN 1520.
What was so funny when I was listening to this song, that this track that Matt played, it reminded me of what I saw last night when there were people leaving the White House. They had paintings, they had a bust of Abraham Lincoln. They weren't even family of the president. They were just staff. They were walking out with stuff, right? And it made me think, yep, this is it. This is the swan song for Donnie. They're going to go out stealing the same way they came in. They came in stealing and they go out stealing. Let me grab it. I think it's Al, right? Let me grab Al in Buffalo. Al, how are you doing out there?
Good. How are you?
Sorry to turn it into a joke. It's not funny, but it looked funny to me.
Yeah, I guess. We'll like him just fine when he's not around, right?
Exactly. Or we'll like him better when he's no longer president. He'll be okay then.
Yeah, exactly. How do we get through this? One day at a time, right?
One day at a time. That's right. Put one foot in front of the other and keep on walking. You know.
Right. Yeah, so where was the tear gas, the batons, and the much-needed
They used them up with the Black Lives Matter protesters back in August. They used them all up. They were out of stock.
Yeah, I could see Donald Trump being at the desk, and they literally put his desk and him together with the desk on wheels. They carted him out, and they put him on a lift. The lift rises up, and the guy pulls him into the truck, and he's still screaming, but he screams out the number 867-5309, you know, because he's under distraught. You know, we feel your pain, Donald, but it's time for you to go, buddy.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Maybe he's going to take his TVs with him. You know, I'm sure he has a room. When I used to work for County Executive Dennis Gorski, and he had in his office, now this is his main operational office, but he would have like three or four, maybe five TVs, you know, in the office. So whenever there was stuff going on and he wanted to hear all of the station's views, he'd have all of the news programs on at the same time, and he would tune in one, listen to what they were saying, and tune in another one, listen to what they were saying. I kind of get the impression that that's what Donald Trump does, although he's probably watching Jeopardy or something. I don't know what he does when he's watching TV.
He'll be paying attention to probably everything that has to do with hair products. You know.
Yeah, that would be a good sale for him. That'd be a good sale for him.
Yeah, he's gonna have to figure out a new. Okay, what now? There's one person that could be out of a job, and that's the person that's been spray painting them. You know?
Well, you know, they're probably going to have another audience of other people. I saw some of these Republicans coming out of the woodwork that looked like they were following Donald Trump's style, you know, with their hair. So I think there's a market for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the comedy world is really, really going to lose a whole lot of, you know, revenue there, you know. I mean,
Saturday Night Live is going to have to come up with something new to talk about.
Yeah, what are we going to do? How are we going to, who are we going to laugh at? You can't really laugh at Joe Biden. He's kind of boring, but, you know, I mean, but we, you know, we kind of need boring right now.
They'll make something up, trust me. Don't worry about that. They're real good at making stuff up.
Yeah, so, you know, this whole thing, I think I'll go right back to the, like you said, to put it in a historical context, the fact that the freshman senator came out of nowhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically won the primary against Hillary Clinton and went right to work as we were shedding 800,000 jobs a month, passing the first-time homebuyers credit, Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and, you know, by reconciliation, the Affordable Care Act,
mm-hmm.
restructured the auto industry, and, you know, and they, people...
And put the country on a path where the country, in its last 78 months in office, had an average of 223,000 new private sector jobs created every month.
We were averaging that amount, but there's still a white minority.
Mm-hmm. Killed bin Laden. Don't forget that. He also succeeded in killing bin Laden.
God forbid. He, you know, here's the guy that killed the number one and then the how many other masterminds behind the 9/11 mm-hmm. attack?
Yep.
But anyways, I digress. But going back to, there seems to be a minority of white America who still cannot get over the fact that this man was elected. And I think these Republican lawmakers are taking advantage of that. And, you know, where was the media when members of Congress were after they did the reconciliation process, they came out of the building and they were being spit upon. Remember
right.
that? The Tea Party
right.
people.
Right.
And they were, I mean, and Sarah Palin, she put crosshairs on Democratic districts, right?
Right? Yep.
So where was all the hullabaloo then when they were doing this? All of a sudden you have the teabag media. They seem to only find a reason to call it out because they're in hot water, right?
Yep.
So now Donald Trump has threatened their whole existence. Now because they're in hot water, they've done
is now it's not just the sort of radical rhetorical, you know, Tea Party politicians who had very little experience, if any, in public service that came into office, but they greased the skids for a different class of not just right wing, but these militia, these militarists who basically are anarchists, who are rooted in, you know, white supremacy and all of that. But their worldview is even larger than just white supremacy. They are anti-government people per se. And
right.
they grease the skids for those people to actually become Congress people. You know,
that's
now we've got people
right.
that are QAnon
yeah.
believers. I mean, you got to be a nut to be a QAnon believer. And yet you got at least a couple of Congress people who ran on a QAnon platform and won.
Where was the media when Grover Norquist said that they want to shrink the government so small as to draw down the bathtub? So
right.
that means to starve the much needed revenue for the government.
Right.
So what they wanted to do was create a, you know, they always come up with the word deregulation, which is code for what? Taking the referees off the football field,
there
right?
There you go.
No tax revenue, no referees on the field. What did that lead to? The biggest subprime mortgage scandal. $11 trillion of shareholders'
and the
wealth.
Most humongous distortion in income inequality that has existed in the history of the United States. So, Al, I got to run. I got to get some more folks on. Thank you so much. Let's get Frank in Niagara Falls. Frank, how you doing out there?
Hey, Nathan. Glad you made it through.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. And so I have a testimony now. When I tell people about this coronavirus stuff, I'm not just talking, you know, off the cuff. I'm telling you from direct experience. If you get this thing and you actually get sick, this is not going to be a good day for you. When you find yourself unable to walk, unable to breathe, you know, shaking like a leaf while you're having a fever running 104, 105, trust me, this will not be a good day for you. If you can avoid getting this, do everything you can. Avoid giving it to somebody else. Avoid getting it. This is not a hoax. It's not a game. Trust me.
I'm glad you made it true, Nathan.
But I got that clean bill of health on Friday morning. You're clear.
Like New Year's all over.
It's so, man. It's like being born again. You just don't know.
Hey, Nathan. On January 20th, I'm going to make the easiest $100 ever. This delusional Trump supporter challenged me to a $100 bet. That Trump would still be president after inauguration day.
Well, tell him
to if I could find another 1,000 people to make that stupid bet, I'd create my own stimulus, Nate.
You can buy yourself a Cadillac or something.
Well, you know, it's been like that for weeks now. I had the champagne on ice waiting for New Year's Eve. I mean, 2020 couldn't go into the history books fast enough.
Right.
You know, a year that started with the Chinese trade delegation in the White House and ending with a crummy $600 COVID stimulus check for the people while, you know, fancy horse breeders in Kentucky, arms dealers in foreign nations get billions of our tax dollars. Yeah. You know, it's, my own life has become a good representation of how screwed up and divided this nation has become. You know, being a real progressive, I'm in a war with two fronts, a fight with the Republicans and neoliberal Democrats, you know, and just to prove I'm not some ideological, politically driven operative, I'm going to get personal. You know, even my love life took a hit in 2020.
Oh, wow, that's tough.
Let me explain. A while back, I met the almost perfect woman, successful in business, good sense of humor, and in my eyes, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem was a breakdown in our society turned her into a Trump Republican.
Mm.
You know, while we were still making it work, we were so happy together. You know, she supported me while I was propping Bernie Sanders and Tulsi Gabbard, but when she witnessed and was affected by my heartbreak after the 2020 primary was stolen by the corporate Democrats, she turned to the Trump dark side.
Mm.
And the closer the 2020 election got, the more strained our relationship. And when I lovingly suggested that Trump Make America Great Again and Prosperity Gospel Ministries might be the wrong path to follow, she labeled me controlling and manipulative.
Mm.
You know, when I tried to humor her when she spoke of God favoring Trump, mail-in ballot fraud, and that the Trump kids are smart, you know, but she saw through my Biden Pelosi joke.
See, this is why you can't bring politics into your relationships. Right? You don't want to lose the love of your life over an argument about whether Donald Trump is a good or a bad person. You don't want to lose like that. Maybe you guys can talk about this again.
Well, that's 2020 in a nutshell. Why? You know, I need an escape bad, Nathan. I want to go to a Bills playoff home game. The heck with the consequences. Go Bills!
All right. Thanks, man. We got time to get... Okay, let's grab Ron. Ron, how are you doing out there?
Not too bad. Well, as far as the Bills are concerned, I got a bad feeling about this game.
Ron, see, you're just like me. I didn't want to talk to you for that same reason.
Yeah, well,
I had this foreboding feeling, Ron.
Yeah, I know. I just because they're the kind of team that Buffalo has trouble with, that running attack and mobile quarterbacks, and that kind of bothers me a little
and
bit.
And guys that you got to tackle, you know, and Buffalo's just not good at tackling those, especially those big backs tight ends.
McDermott likes those quick inside linebackers and the defensive linemen. They're quick, but they're not that. If you run straight at them, you can, you know, you can do a lot of damage.
You just knock them over, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Tre'Davious White just left him on the field a couple of times. Ran.
I mean, you got to get more chances for the Buffalo offense. And if they make 5 and 6 and 7 minute drives, makes it tough. Anyway, something that's not been discussed
Let's
here.
Let's be positive, Ron. Let's be positive.
He is being positive.
Well, I hope so. Or as Barney Rubble told Fred Flintstone in one episode, he says, think positive, Barney. And Barney says, okay, we will positively fail. Anyway, but so more seriously here, the thing that hasn't been discussed much is what if some of these accusations about inside help from sitting Republican House members and Senate members, what if these prove to be true? Now they keep revealing these apparently, because after 9/11, there's like all these videos you're getting about the riot there are from these security cameras that are all over the place in the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to, you know, get these things on, if not from the people themselves, they're getting them from security cameras and that type of thing. And what if they find out that, you know, 10 or 20 House Republicans, three or four Senate Republicans actually help these people? This could cause a real battle, because technically that would be also aiding and abetting rioting and all.
Absolutely. That's why I read that piece about the second section of the 14th Amendment. It says exactly that.
They could literally be expelled from the, it would be like the Civil War days or post-Civil War days, where people were expelled from the House and Senate because of seditious activity and that type of thing. And you can imagine the battle that's going to cause, and just not being emphasized enough. I wonder how they're going to handle that, Schumer and Pelosi, because if there's really evidence, that's really what you have to do. But, God, you talk about a disaster. I mean, if you're going to try to reunite the country, what do you do?
Well, there is some evidence. For example, on January 5th, the day before the insurrection, the Capitol building was literally shut down. Remember, because of all of the COVID-19
right.
stuff, buildings that didn't need to be open were closed.
Yep.
And yet they found that there were, something less than a half a dozen, but a few congresspeople that were actually walking people around the Capitol building, showing them stuff. And those same people are seen on videos on January 6th taking part in the insurrection. So there's that connecting of the dots that has already taken place. At some point, somebody is going to tell the truth about this thing, because that many people being involved in something that big, somebody's going to wind up running their mouths and saying something to somebody, and it's going to wind up getting pulled into a framework where it becomes a proven thing. And I think you're going to find, you know, a couple, three congresspeople that were involved in at least providing intelligence to the people that staged this assault on January 6th. The end of this thing is, we're nowhere near the end of this thing.
Yeah, I know. That just seems. And who was the woman? I heard it mentioned. I can't remember now. The woman that apparently ran ads when she got elected, a Republican woman that said she was going to take a gun into the Congress and shoot Nancy Pelosi or
right.
something?
Right, yep, yep. And I don't remember her name. I have it written down on something else. I'll get it back to you next week, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
This is the kind of stuff that,
right.
you know, the actual fabric of the Democratic system is definitely threatened. When you got a party in there, now elements, even if it's just a minority element in there that is ready to, you know, to heck with anything. These are the Constitutional Party, Republicans, you know, the strict constructionists interpret the Constitution. I don't think it says anywhere in the Constitution that a congressman has a right to go into the House of Representatives and shoot another member.
Well, what about the police officer, the heavily whiskered police officer, had a beard and mustache, sandy-haired kind of guy, police officer, and they caught him up. They started hitting him with a flagpole, you know, and so on. They were trying to take his ammo, then tried to take his gun. And there were people around him saying, let's kill him with his own gun. Let's kill him with his own gun,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
so on. Right. And he said, you know, he started saying he was in a bad spot. He said, I've got kids just like you all do, something like that. And some of the people started to surround him and help him to get through the crowd so he could get someplace where other police officers were. And he said he appreciated that, but he still gave him the verbal finger. Because he said, why were you all there doing this in the first place? These are the law and order people. Exactly. As Matt just said, these are the ones that claim they were the paragons of support for law and order. This is what is supporting law and order. This is what they mean. It's law and order as long as you're doing it to somebody else. It's never law and order when it comes to them.
And apparently Trump talked to Kevin McCarthy and said, tried to say, this was all Antifa. They're all doing this Antifa.
Right.
And, McCarthy cut him off and said, stop, cut it out. It's not true. So anyway,
and that was interesting to hear McCarthy say something that was true.
Even though he's been one of his stronger defenders, but I just hope somehow or another we can get those people out of the Congress if they're really doing these type of things. And how is it going to happen? Is that going to cause more problems? Because then there'll be martyrs and the media. Again, it's the media.
That's going to be the deal. We should just get ready for it. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you, man. We're going to take our last break. Yep. So the number here again is 803-1520. That's 803-1520. We're going to take our last commercial break, and then we'll get back to Think Again. Talk in just a couple of minutes.
Would you like to increase your home's value? Do you want to lower your energy bills? Are you in need of affordable financing for your next home improvement project? The CAO Home Improvement Resource Program can help. Just come to one of their monthly HIRP orientation sessions every first and third Wednesday of the month at two convenient locations. HIRP staff will help identify the resources you need to get financed, and they'll even help you with completing your application. Now, you won't know what you qualify for until you call 332-3773. That's 332-3773. Learn about all the home improvement programs you may be eligible for and ask about the affordable financing program that can help turn your house into your dream home. Call 332-3773 for more info. It's the Home Improvement Resource Program, restoring value to neighborhoods across Erie County, one house at a time. Brought to you by the Community Action Organization of Erie County.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
All day, every day. This is Buffalo's home for ESPN Radio. 50,000 watt ESPN 1520.
Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now. Stand up now, come on and shout. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Shout it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Come on and shout.
Say you will.
Shout it out. Shout it out. There we go. And I just want to give a shout out to Rambo Jim and to John in Rochester. Haven't heard from you guys in a couple, 3-4 weeks. I know that this is not the best season for you guys. Your guy didn't win and has been made diminished, by the behavior that he's engaged in over the course of this past 2-month period. But that's not on you. That's on him. You have a right to feel exactly as you choose to feel and to believe what you choose to believe. When we talk, we just want to make sure that we're helping each other agree on facts and from those facts tie together what makes the facts make sense as to how they relate to each other. Also, I want to, again, give an apology out to Jason last week. I didn't give him a chance to say all of what he needed to say. We had to dump him because of, he got a little bit expressive, in his words. And so we can't do that on the air. We're a self-governing station. So listen, we got I was going to say we had some lines open, but now they're closed. So let's get rolling. Let's get Donnie first, and then we'll grab Kevin, then we'll grab other John, and then we'll grab Mark. Donnie, how are you doing out there?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Doing fine there.
Excellent. What's going on?
I have a question for future elections in America. Are we going to have to bring the UN here to supervise our elections?
See,
here?
Donnie, that's not fair. That's not fair. It's the first time we had this madness take place in the United States, and now you want to bring us in the UN and treat us like we're some little Papa Doc Duvalier country. Come on now. Give us a chance to correct ourselves, okay? Don't color all of our elections that way.
look at all our people who suffer. Look at all the war memorials and all the names. You get nauseated. All these people lost their lives, and this is what they lost their life in Normandy for.
I hear you. Listen, my father fought in Italy in World War II. He fought in Korea. I don't know the name of the place where he was stationed in Korea, but he was in a place that was overrun. He was just lucky that, you know, they didn't realize that he was there. He was in a foxhole with a whole bunch of junk over his head, and they just ran right over his position, and he eventually just walked away. I know many people. I have two uncles that fought in World War II. I have three cousins that fought in Vietnam. I was just lucky. I was like at the end of the age group. They went to the lottery at the year that I became of age, and they just never called my number. So I feel what you're saying.
Well, I mean, we see this, and the whole world see this. For a suggestion, should we bring the Viet Cong here to supervise us? You're always talking about democracy. I mean, really?
I think that we have enough of us in the United States that have good sense. We see what happens when we're not paying attention, that this can get really stupid. So I don't think we're going to see this happen, you know, again. Now, if it does, it's not going to be the UN that's going to have to help us. It's going to have to be us marshaling our own will to sacrifice on behalf of the rest of us to see to it that our institutions continue to exist as democratic institutions of a republic. That's just going to have to be the way we fight this thing.
Oh, and one more thing, and I'll finish up quick. Are we not going to have to reduce our president's term, just one term, that's it, out the door? This is ridiculous.
I don't agree with that. I understand the sentiment, but I don't agree with that. Okay. Thanks, Donnie. All right. Other John. Let me grab other John quick. Other John, how are you doing out there?
Pretty well, Nathan. Pretty well.
You're okay with two terms for a president if they win a second term, right?
Well, I would make every position, two strikes and you're out. Period.
No matter what, right?
No matter what, exactly. But I think that you were talking about Lauren Boebert from Colorado.
Yep. That's who Ron was referring to. Yep.
And there's a couple of other lunatics. One's a female named Green. I forget her first name. But she's rabid. She's the one that promises to try to impeach Biden in his first day.
Right. She's a QAnon person.
They're lunatics. It's basically a confederacy of morons. But, there's guys like Mo Brooks, who are very dangerous, and a guy named Gosar.
Yeah,
his own family can't.
His own brother said, you know, that the guy was like pathological. His brother said that, you know, about him. And he actually was interviewed, I believe, the night before last on, if I'm not mistaken, it may have been Lawrence O'Donnell or somebody in that time spot. He was interviewed and didn't say good things about this guy at all, you know.
No, he has a number of siblings and they all hate him. Mm. So that's the bottom line. But with respect to what went on in the Capitol building, yes, they were conducting preliminary
surveillance. Yep.
And there will have to be charges laid, mm-hmm. but that has to wait until after the 20th, because otherwise, Fat Boy will wind up pardoning them.
Absolutely. And Mitch McConnell is just going to play games. He's just trying to act like he's a statesman's now, statesman, you know, acting like he's has some balanced view of what to do with regard to Donald Trump's conviction before the Senate. But you see, he's still playing the same games he always plays. He has the clock still on his side until Senate is actually seated after the inauguration. And so he's going to wait until then before doing the trial, or wouldn't let it happen, you know, until before then. So this is just I wouldn't trust anything that Mitch McConnell says at all.
Well, that's true. But Mitch McConnell has basically been emasculated. He doesn't have nearly the power he had before the election,
before
Georgia.
But he's wielding the power that he has.
Well, and that's true. You expect that from a politician.
Yep.
But he basically, in my book, he's a ringworm.
Mm-hmm.
But with respect to ejecting and expelling these people from Congress, again, they have violated the sedition laws, the 18 U.S.C. 2384.
Yep.
That is a separate charge from being that's a cause to expel them from Congress, but they have to be arrested and charged with violating with sedition.
Right.
And then they could be thrown out, and there won't be a leg for the opposition to stand on.
Yep. That wouldn't have to wait on any kind of a impeachment. That would just be you become convicted of a felony, and you got to go. Right.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my 2 cents for this week, Nathan.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, man. Good input. Let's get Kevin and Pendleton out here. Kevin, how are you doing?
I got clowns on the left of me and jokers on the right in this political zoo. Oh my goodness!
Please don't try to give me the false equivalency stuff now. If you got something to say about the what has taken place,
yes,
don't try to tell me that in 1604 that the Democrats railed against or attacked the House of King, or when Hillary Clinton lost that we stormed the Capitol. Let's not go down that road. If you got something to say about the insurrection, just talk about the insurrection. Don't try to fold somebody else into it that had nothing to do with it. Okay, that's not right.
Okay, well, as I said, you just correctly said words are very, very. You or one of your previous callers said words could be a very dangerous thing, and that is quite true. And
yep.
Just like with the Fourth Estate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, out of all of this, something good is going to come out. And you know what it is?
What's that?
Individuals like myself. I need a left, I need a right. And for what is just right? What is justice? And out of all of this, something good is going to come out. The voices.
So let me ask you. You're suggesting that a new politician is going to come about who is neither left or right, who's just a loyal person to the truth and justice in the American way. But what do you think about what happened with Donald Trump? Do you think that Donald Trump should be impeached for his conduct?
Of course. But listen, of course he should be impeached. He's in the Fabulous Four. He is in the Fabulous Four. Who you know who the Fabulous Four is, right?
No, Nixon is one. Buchanan is another.
Buchanan? No, it is Jackson.
I'm sorry, Andrew Jackson. That's right, yep.
Yeah, Jackson. And you see how it rhymes? Jackson, Nixon.
Andrew Johnson it was, not Andrew Jackson. They're two different
Jackson,
guys. Right.
Johnson. Right, Nixon, Clinton, and what spoiled it was Trump.
Right, Nixon was on the hook to be impeached. But he never did. He resigned before before charges were actually filed against him.
Yeah, and it was. And listen, it to me when Donald Trump said we're going to go and we're going to march, and he said we. And
he did say that, and he said that he was going to be with them. He actually said those words: "Go to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you." Yes. And he was lying through his teeth when he said that. He set these people up, and you saw what occurred.
And I saw what occurred. Yeah. So and you're speaking to a guy who live in the middle of the so-called, banana region, banana republic, whatever term used to be used, right? Mm-hmm.
Whatever they always say, when they think it's a country that has these crazy leaderships, you know, that are based on military might rather than on the rule of law.
Right, exactly. So, you see, so I noticed, I've lived it, right? And when I saw that, and I thought, that is us. Definite sign of desperation.
Yep.
And but tell me something though. I mean, my other buddies haven't called in for some time. I thought maybe I missed it, but they haven't.
I just did a shout out to them just 10 or 15 minutes ago. Hopefully they feel safe in this space, because you know I don't toss anybody away. You know, whatever your opinions are, you get to say them. I get to say my opinions too. But whatever your opinions are, you get to say them. Kevin, I got to run. I got to get Mark on before we get to the end of the hour. Thanks, man. I appreciate your comments. Talk to you next week. Mark, how you doing out there?
Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
Hey, you know, in plain sight, a white supremacy coup attempt and domestic terror attack on our capital was an inside job.
Mm.
And thank God they're so stupid and couldn't help themselves convict themselves with selfies.
Taking pictures of themselves.
Committing sedition and rioting and everything else. And their revolution was televised.
You know, we were kidding back in the 60s when we said that, right? They were just being smart.
We said our revolution won't be televised.
The last poet said that, right?
Thank God they were so stupid they couldn't get away from that social media that they had to take a picture of themselves committing crimes.
It just shows you how certain they were that because they see themselves as being the Americans.
Because it was an inside job.
Right. They see themselves as the Americans, and anybody outside of them is non-Americans. They felt they could just behave like this, and it would just be okay. No consequences were going to happen to them.
They kept on running this one clip of the Capitol Police opening up the gates and escorting them through the door.
Yep.
They took that off the news.
Yep.
They took that clip off.
And if you notice, there was another video when they were on the Capitol steps, and the police had a line where they had gotten down to the front of the steps, and then for some reason they turned around and started walking back inside the Capitol.
And shepherded them in.
Right. It wasn't like
as the rioters and terrorists were walking through the door, they were taking selfies with each one of them.
Yep. That's the stuff that's going to come out, you know, and get characterized before some court at some point. This is going to blow up in these people's faces.
And there was a truism: Nazi and fascism will come from within, wrapped in our flag. That's exactly what we saw.
There you go.
That's it.
A guy walked through the center of the Capitol building in Statuary Hall with a Confederate flag, like a 10-foot Confederate flag. I don't think that there's ever been a Confederate flag at any time, even on some sort of...
She said
they wiped their feces over.
They're so stupid, they televised their crimes. That's how stupid they are. And that forces, even though the media and the cops are on their side, that forces them to convict them.
Exactly. You can't say you don't see what you see. You can't say you're not hearing what you're hearing. Right?
And Nathan, gerrymandering and the fairness doctrine, the gerrymandering has to go and the fairness doctrine has to come back.
That's got to be a part. I don't know if he's going to get that in his first 100 days, but it's got to be done in his first 2 years.
Absolutely.
He's got to get that done.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you so much. And thank all of you out there for listening to us and supporting us here at Think Again. We will see you all next week. But before we get there, go Buffalo Bills. Get it done. Wear your mask. Socially distance. Prevent yourself from getting sick and prevent other people from getting sick. This is not a game. Let's get it done. We'll see you all next week.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.